Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is March 22nd, Wednesday evening daily bread. March 22nd, 2023, Wednesday daily bread. Welcome once again. We just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the filling station. To the living waters, the rivers of living waters, to the oasis. And we just want to say thank you, thank you. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power, his protection and his provision, his great health and his goodness and his mercy and his compassion. All that we would ever need is in his word. And we have love letters from our Father God to instruct us to do what we're supposed to do, to fulfill his plan here on earth and running our course, running our race, and doing our assignment with joy and gladness, knowing that we are here in this earth to bring the good news of Jesus Christ and make a difference in this world. But more than anything else, we make a difference in people's lives when they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news that we have and the testimonies and the glory stories that we have to tell people how good God is to us. And like in John, it says, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, have eternal life in him. And that is having a close relationship, an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we'll have everlasting life and eternal life with him living here on this earth. Amen. We can have heaven on earth as we go forth doing all that God has called us to do. So Father, today we just want to thank you for every listener, for every hearer, and for every doer of the word, Father. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you fill our mouths with joy. You fill our mouths with wisdom and knowledge, Father, and to know the plan and the revelation that God has for our lives. He gives us inspiration, illumination, revelation, impartation, and we partake of all the gold nuggets that are hidden in the Word of God. And in due time, God reveals that revelation unto us. And so for that, Holy Spirit, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being our teacher. Thank you that you're here with us. Thank you that your presence is here, your anointing, Father God. And your word carries your anointing and power and authority. And we thank you that it does not return void, but goes forth to accomplish all that the hearer, the listener, and the doer needs to hear. One word from you, Father, will change our lives forever. We can never be the same. In Jesus' name, no, we can't, because when we have touched the very heart of God and he lives in us and dwells in us and he breathed his life into us, we can never be the same people. There's no way, because without God and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, we cannot live. Without the breath of God, the Yahweh breath of God, the living breath of God that is in us, we cannot live on this earth. So we should say thank you every day for every breath that we take. Every day we say, thank you, Lord. Another day of living in the light of your word. Thank you, Father, for the breath that you give us every day to live an abundant life, an over-the-top life, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. You gave us everything. You have given us everything and equipped us for all that we have to do on this earth concerning your plan and your destiny for us and our families. So for that, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you that you fill our homes, our families, our children, our marriage with your very presence. When we're in the car, when we're in the marketplace or the workplace, wherever we go, Father, you are living on the inside. We are the carriers, the temple of God, of the Holy Spirit that dwells and abides in us forever. And for that, I thank you that we are never alone. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So for that, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are so good to us. Thank you for the great life you give us every day. Thank you for healing our bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you for giving us your wisdom and your goodness and your favor that chases after us and runs after us. Your goodness is running after us in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, we are going to speak on ascend. Okay, let's look at Psalms 24, verses 3 through 5, the New King James Version. Psalms 24, verses 3 through 5. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Amen, amen. Can I hear an amen? You were meant to rise high in heavenly places. You were meant to stand with God above the cares of this life and the worries and the anxieties and the temptations and the trials and the concerns of this life. Amen? But notice that this verse tells us that in order to ascend, we have to make sure we have clean hands and a pure heart. How do we have clean hands and a pure heart? First of all, only Jesus can make us clean and new. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Once we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we have to choose every day to stand against the enemy and his attempts to bring us back down. And doesn't the enemy always want to bring us down? Especially in the day now that we live. We are facing so many different things in this age. The enemy is bombarding even the children of God with thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, suicide, depression, loneliness, mental illness. I mean, nobody loves me. Insecurity, having doubt and unbelief. That's nothing but the enemy that's trying to bring us down all the time. But we are not those people. We are people of faith, and we say no to the enemy in the name of Jesus. He will not bring us down. Amen? It all happens in our thought life. Get a hold of that. It all happens in our thought lives. It does. It's the way we think about ourselves, the way we think about other things, the way we think about people, the way we think about circumstances, the way we think about situations, the way we think about our marriage and our children. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Amen? It all happens in our thought life. And we are our worst enemies. We can bring ourselves down, and with the enemy helping us, we can come down all the way down and crawl like a snake. But we're not snakes. We're children of God. We're above the serpent. We put our heel on the serpent's head, and we crush it. That's what God gave us, that authority. Amen? We keep them under our feet. We have to guard our thoughts by guarding what we allow to influence our thoughts. Amen? And when we get thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, and I know we all do, I do, and when the enemy starts throwing things at me, and I know, I go, nope, that is not of God. Those are not my thoughts, and I come against you in the name of Jesus. I take every thought captive into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I lock it up, and I close the door and throw the key away. And in the name of Jesus, I command those thoughts to cease right now. And I apply the blood of Jesus. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. We have to guard our thoughts by guarding what we allow to influence our thoughts. We can't just watch anything on TV. Amen? And can I hear an amen? There's so much violence. There's so much things. You hardly find anything that is good to watch. We can't listen to any conversation that people say, especially, you know, we hear unbelievers, we understand unbelievers, you know, but we don't get into their conversation because a lot of times they curse, amen, and curse God. And even some Christians, they curse too. They have a profane mouth and they don't know how to take a hold of their tongue and just say, no, I'm not going to say those things, amen. We have to make sure that what we allowed in our minds is pleasing to the Lord. And even what we allowed into our homes, amen? Into our homes, people of God, get a hold of that. And into our minds, that it has to be pleasing to the Lord. Because what we allowed into our minds or in our homes will eventually affect our hearts. Amen? If we're going to ascend, we have to have higher thoughts. And doesn't God say, you know, keep your mind on things above. Amen? Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And think on these things that are pure, lovely, and of a good report. When you hear things that are not ugly, or someone criticizing and someone else, or having doubt, those are not God's thoughts. They're of the enemy. They're of our flesh. So we don't want to hear those things. Yes, we know we go through things. And yes, some people, you know, they can tell you when they find a good brother and sister in the Lord to confide in them and tell them, that's fine. But if we're going to keep speaking negative all the time and being critical, condemning people, being angry and being unlovable to people, that's not the way God wants us to live. We need to live a godly life with love coming out of our hearts and out of our mouths. Amen? Choose today to ascend in your thoughts so you can ascend in your life and receive the blessings of the Lord that He has in store for you, that He already has in store for you. They're there. We have it already. We have a treasure. Amen? Treasures in His Word that He's already given to us. All we have to do is partake of Him, go in His Word, and take a hold of those treasures that God has blessed us so much because we are His children. It is usually the little stuff that gets us into trouble. Can I hear an amen? I'll raise both my feet and both my hands. I've done that a lot. Maybe it started with something we saw on the internet, or someone said something unkind to us, and we responded with sarcasm. You know, we don't like when people are, when they come against us or they say something bad. We want to go and give them back what they told us, but that's not the way we live. We are children of God. We walk in love. We don't throw a stone when they throw a stone at us. We don't come against them with sarcasm and give them what we think a piece of our mind. Amen? No, we just walk in love. Instead of asking God to forgive us quickly or letting go of the hurts, we quietly bury them deep down inside. Let me read that again, okay? It's usually the little stuff that gets us in trouble. Maybe it started with something we saw on the internet, or someone said something unkind to us, and we responded with sarcasm. Instead of asking God to forgive us quickly or letting go of the hurts, we quietly bury them deep down inside our hearts and minds and hope they will go away. You know, I was like that. I've been with the Lord already going on 42 years. I would bury hurtful things or things that people would say or things that Pastor Jesse would say to me or other people. They were hurtful, and I would push them and push them down. And that is not good. We need to release it to God. We need to tell God. We don't have to tell people, but we can tell God and God forgives us and we let it go. But we need to learn to release any hurts, any pains, any unforgiveness. Because when I got just born again 42 years ago, I remember I had anger towards Pastor Jesse. We weren't in the ministry. We weren't pastors. But I had a lot of anger and unforgiveness towards him. And I did not like him. I loved him, but I didn't like his ways. And I would get sick so much. And finally, the Lord would remind me, Rose, you have unforgiveness. And I go, oh, no, Lord, I don't have any unforgiveness. He goes, oh, yes, you do. So I would repent. And then I would be going to the doctors to find out what's going on. Well, guess what? It was because I had anger and unforgiveness in my heart. That's why I was getting sick so much, because I wasn't willing to let go. And once I let go, oh, thank you, Jesus, I was free. The Lord said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I do not let any offense or unforgiveness in my heart. I go, nope, I'm not opening the door to the enemy. I will close it and I'll just forgive them and put it away, put it aside like a duck in the water. The Lord said, Rose, let it just fall off of you. When a duck goes into the water, what does the water do? Just falls right off his back. And that's what you're supposed to do when anybody is critical or unloving or sarcastic or says things to you. Just let it go. Don't take it personal. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. Can I hear an amen? Okay, let me go. We quietly bury them deep down inside our hearts and minds and hope it will go away. Well, it won't go away. No way. You have to ask the Lord to forgive you and forgive those people and just love them. Be quick to be cleansed from sin and to forgive others, and the Lord's blessings will overflow. I'll tell you what, I am a testimony and I can say amen, because the blessings of God overtake me, his goodness. Amen. I don't harbor anger or unforgiveness or any offense. And we can let go of the critical spirits or ugly words that people say. Oh, they didn't treat me right. Did you see the way they looked at me? Oh, I can tell they don't like me. It doesn't matter. Who cares if they don't like you? You are a child of God and he loves you. And you walk in confidence because you are his beloved son and daughter. Amen. Hallelujah. And we always walk in love. Father in heaven, thank you for your continued faithfulness in my life. Say that. Thank you, Father, for your continued faithfulness in my life. Today I choose your higher thoughts that bring life and strength to my life and comfort. I choose a higher way of living in obedience to you, my Father God. I refuse to be weighed down by the cares of this life. Amen. We don't want to carry any baggage or backpacks. No, we want to be free to be used of God. Amen. And to walk in love. I desire to have clean hands and a pure heart. Help me to guard my heart and my mind so that I can live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Let's be able to walk in love. I know it's not that easy, people, but the more we do it, the better, the easier it gets, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Oh, we love you, Father. We magnify your precious holy name. Thank you, Father, for every listener. Thank you, Father, that you surround them with your loving kindness. They are never alone. You always are there to protect them, to comfort them, to strengthen them, to uplift them, and encourage them. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you. We say thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us in our homes. For every listener that is listening, we call them blessed and highly favored, and the favor of the Lord and his blessings overtake you. His goodness is chasing after you. And the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around us everywhere we go. In the marketplace, the workplace, our homes are covered by the precious blood of Jesus. We are protected, we are healed, and we are the beloved children of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, that you fill us with your love to overflow and the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for giving us your wisdom and your knowledge. Thank you for your love letters that you give us, Father, that when we read it, we know that the very words of God that he breathed come into our hearts, and we take it, and we know that God is talking to us. His very presence and his very anointing is upon us. When we read his word, it comes alive. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Lord. So I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you. I thought this is a little gold nugget that I want to read to you all. I release my faith for my healing with words. God created the world with words. Genesis 1:2. We got saved by saying words, Romans 10:9-10. And we can have what we say, according to Mark 11:23. There is power in our words, according to Romans 4:17 and Proverbs 18:21. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak, until we say what God's word says. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but we're letting our mountains speak to us. Get a hold of that. Too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains, but letting our mountains speak to us. Amen? We don't let the mountains speak to us. We speak to the mountains according to Mark 11:23. If you should say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their hearts, but believe that all that you say, you shall have what you say. If you shall speak to this mountain, thou be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your hearts, but believe that those things which you say, you shall have what you say. Amen. That's how we release our faith, by God's word. Amen. We are the children of God, and we speak his word concerning every situation in our lives. Amen. And here's another little gold nugget I want to share with you. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food, our daily bread, taught by a supernatural teacher, amen, from a supernatural book, supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book. We are led by a supernatural captain, which is Jesus Christ, in right paths to assure us victory. We are a supernatural people, born again by a supernatural birth through our Lord Jesus Christ, kept by a supernatural power, sustained on supernatural food, our daily bread, taught by a supernatural teacher, the Holy Spirit, from a supernatural book. We are led by a supernatural captain, the Lord Jesus Christ, in right paths to assure us victory every time. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18 is March scripture. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Once again, I want to say thank you, thank you for every supporter that we have that sends their tithes and their offerings. We want to say thank you so much. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you that the money that you send goes to missionaries. The 8 missionaries that we support, we have been supporting them, some of them for like 24 years, 18 years, 17 years, 12 years. They are Rhema pastors. Those are the ones that we support. And for that, we want to say thank you, that your seed and my seed is known around the world. Amen. Touching and impacting nations of the world. Our missionaries cannot work in other countries, so they depend on our support. And we are that little church with a big heart for missions. We are a mission-oriented church, and I am so glad that we can send finances into different nations and bring forth a harvest of people getting born again, getting the good news being spread through all those missionaries and the school that we have in India, and then the one in the Darjeeling jungles, and then one we have the children's ministry in Mexico where Miss Beverly Rackley is there. There's so many schools that we are supporting that have children, that have students. And then in Russia, we're supporting a school over there, and so many different nationalities, China, Japanese, from Africa, from Malaysia, from India, they go to Russia there, and they're the ones that are going to those schools. And then from Ed and Pam Norris in Russia, and then they release them and they go back home and bring the good news of Jesus Christ. Isn't God so good that he has given us the opportunity? So every opportunity you have, you plant seeds, and you know that you will get a harvest. We know in First Kingdom Family Church, we get results. We've been a church for 28 years. God has allowed us to bring forth the Word of God. Even though we're not meeting in a structural building, we are doing it in line, and we are even bringing more messages than we were when we were in a building. We're doing 7 messages a week, and they are a variety of messages and words from God that will change your life. One of the messages, and I always say one word from God will change your life, and we will never be the same, children of God, saints of God, brothers and sisters. I just love you, and I thank you for listening. And believe me, you listen to the messages that we bring, it will change your life. You will never be the same, in Jesus' name. And when we get to heaven, people will come up to you and say, thank you for giving to the Lord. You're not giving to FHK, even though you're sending it to us, but you're doing it unto the Lord. And the Lord will bless you and bring you a bumper harvest that you will not be able to contain. So again, we thank you. We thank you. We love you. Have a great evening. And we'll see you tomorrow night. I love you. And we miss you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Amen.